Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WIPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest this morning is Karen Hostler of the WIPR reporting staff. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Karen, right across the river in Virginia, there's an incredibly interesting race for governor going on, and it may have some impact on Maryland. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes. Well, actually, the race between Ken Cuccinelli, Virginia's Attorney General, and Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat, who is a prominent friend of Bill Clinton, among other things, is arguably the hottest race in the country. And you could say, in a sense, it's kind of a stark choice between a very conservative Republican and a Democrat who has embraced all the Clinton ideals, I guess you could say. But from Maryland's standpoint, apart from whether you're rooting for one side or the other, the impact is what does it mean for us in terms of how the states work together? And there's one central area I've been focusing on lately, which is the agreement that Maryland and Virginia reached in 2008 between Governors O'Malley and Tim Kaine of Virginia on protecting the crab population and specifically limiting the catching of females, both in Maryland as they swim downstream to hibernate and in Virginia, where until that time they were dredging these mommy crabs up from their winter hibernation, and our crab population had sunk to a real low, 298 million. Sounds like a lot, but it isn't.
Tim Kaine, the former Virginia governor, is a Democrat.
Yes, Tim Kaine and O'Malley, of course, are both Democrats, and you could say, well, that's why they were able to do this. And I'll tell you, looking back on it, it still seems amazing to me that they achieved this, because there were a lot of angry watermen, so much so that recently the issue came up again. Virginia has a policy of reconsidering that winter dredge proposition every year. It came up again. Watermen were complaining again, but yet there was a recent decision by the Virginia Commission, which is currently controlled by Bob McDonnell, a Republican governor, rejected the watermen's pleas and voted unanimously to keep that ban on dredge hibernation in place.
Now, this agreement between Governor O'Malley and then Governor Kaine had some pretty good effects on the crab population, right?
It did. You know, we got up to a place in 2012, where the population was more than doubled, 765 million crabs, they estimated. But the really bad news is, politics notwithstanding, the population has dropped again back to almost where it was in 2008. And they think it's all, who knows, but water quality, a loss of bay grasses, and a huge rise in a predator fish called drumfish. So My projection is, based on the policies of the past, that whoever is elected governor in Virginia will work with Maryland to try to do whatever they can figure out to do to return the crabs to the highest possible level, given our current conditions.
All right, Karen, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.